2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 42 degrees.
And a ramp closure southbound I-15 to I-215. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The Salt Lake County Health Department is cleaning up the streets today. They're cleaning up homeless camps. But it's not take two of Operation Rio Grande with bulldozers coming in down the street. In fact, it's not even an effort to kick people out at all. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live. What's the goal of this cleanup?
Well, Jeff, they're looking to remove environmental hazards, human waste, used needles, trash, things like that. Spokesperson Nicholas Rupp says these operations, they're not an effort to kick people out, and they give people plenty of notice.
In this case, yesterday, Salt Lake City Fire came through and let everyone know who was camping there that we'd be conducting this cleanup with our law enforcement and fire partners this morning. So they had plenty of notice, and we also post notices on telephone poles, trees, things like that.
Rupp says these cleanups also happen in the foothills above the city, along the Jordan River and elsewhere in the county. He also says the cleanups happen nearly every day of the week, depending on where it's needed most. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And in the weeks gone by, all the new homeless resource centers have opened, and they're earning a positive response from their neighbors. Team coverage continues. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Volunteers are stepping up to serve meals or sort donations. Many Eagle Scout projects brought in clothing, winter gear, and food. Advocates say they could always use more, and they'd like more landlords to offer any vacancies that'll help get people off the street. They say the centers are operating at or near capacity every night, but it fluctuates.
The mobile medical clinic is also running, where people experiencing homelessness can get a medical assessment and then head to the new centers. KSL News Time 401, affordable housing is coming into Mill Creek. Whereabout, Todd's?
It's in the development on Richmond Street, just north of the Brickyard. The Salt Lake City Council has approved a $1.8 million loan to the Community Development Corporation of Utah to build it. It'll have 60 units when it's all done. Biden and Bernie both looking strong before the debate next week. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Todd, Biden is atop two national polls today. A Quinnipiac poll and a Monmouth poll out today show him in the top spot. Bernie Sanders is next in both polls. It's less good news for Elizabeth Warren, who in the Monmouth poll has dropped 6 percentage points since last month, but is up 1 point in the Quinnipiac poll. And Pete Buttigieg at 9% in the Monmouth poll after being in second place in last month's. Michael Bloomberg, who has only been in the race since the end of last month, is polling in the top five. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, now that the articles are out, we're getting impeachment reaction from Utah's congressman. John Curtis posted a video saying he'll be voting against both the obstruction and abuse of power articles.
I've tried throughout this whole process to keep an open mind, but I don't mind telling you, actually a little surprised at the two articles of impeachment that have made this, to be frank, a rather easy decision for
Senator Mike Lee gave his reaction on the Dave and Dejanovic show, saying President Trump's phone call with Ukraine was not an impeachable offense.
It's not impeachable. It's not criminal. It's not even wrong. And so I'm disappointed with this, and I look forward to reviewing these allegations in the Senate and giving the president the opportunity to be heard in a way that he hasn't been in the House.
And let's see how D.C.'s taking this. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the stage is set for a trial in the Senate, and here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the announcement.
The gravity of these charges and our sworn duty to uphold and defend the Constitution demand that all senators put country over party and examine the evidence uncovered by the House without prejudice, without partisanship.
The full House is expected to vote on the articles next week before the issue can move on to the Senate. Attorney General William Barr at a Wall Street Journal event in Washington today distanced himself from Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani's work in Ukraine.
In the president's call, he started out by talking about the abuses in the 2016 election that he said our country has paid a heavy price for, and he asked him to work with the attorney general on that. Now, the fact is, I was smart enough not to get involved with the Ukraine.
Barr also maintains that the investigation into the 2016 election meddling was improperly conducted, even though the inspector general concluded that that probe was free of bias. President Trump says House Democrats agreed to a new North American trade deal today to divert attention away from what he's calling a disgraceful attempt to impeach him.
That's going to be a great thing for our farmers, our manufacturers, good for everybody, unions included.
Now, the president speaking to reporters leaving the White House ahead of his rally tonight in Pittsburgh. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And in another court, President Trump has been fined for misuse of charity funds. Now he can't run the Trump Foundation anymore.
President Trump paid $2 million to several charities as part of a court-ordered resolution to a case brought by the New York Attorney General's office. The Attorney General had accused the since-shuttered Trump Foundation of conflating charity with politics during a 2016 fundraiser for veterans and on several other occasions. The $2 million is being spread among eight charities, including the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, the United Way, and the United Negro College Fund. The resolution also required President Trump to acknowledge misuse of funds, and it restricts him from future charitable service. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time is 4:05.